This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Annie.
Yes?
I've got a question for you.
Oh.
Did you take any kind of martial arts growing up, or did you want to?
No, I didn't. I wanted to. Oh, I desperately wanted to. I was quite clumsy and accident prone, as you know. And I was at my brother's soccer game, and I like somehow got hurt at his soccer game, and my parents became a little careful with what they would let me do, even though they did let me do gymnastics. And boy, did I bust my face on that as well. I fell right on that balance beam. I did take, it is not martial arts, but the closest I got was I did take kickboxing in seventh grade, and I took Tai Chi in seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you done any self-defense classes? Because most of those are like, has some jujitsu or judo or in it. Did you do that?
I did. I did do some self-defense, and I have a hilarious story where I was in this like soundproof room in marching band, and I was with my best friend, and I was teaching her how to get out of a chokehold. But we didn't realize until like 2 minutes had passed that everyone was staring at us through the glass window, and I was like choking my friend to their eyes, and I had to explain everything. It was all good.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was quite embarrassing. How about you?
So I didn't take it while I was growing up, but I do have memories of being in Korea. I guess maybe this was part of our group activities in the orphanage, doing some taekwondo, which makes a lot of sense. Because I actually knew some of the forms and some of the moves that was practiced, especially when you're a newbie, like the white belt. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I've never really done it. And I really want to, because right now I'm watching all these TikTok videos. I'm on TikTok now, and all I do is just watch videos of dogs, pets,
yeah,
people falling and dancing or martial arts. And there's this one where this young woman is just going after these like 6'2" men. And she's like probably 5'1", tiny. And I'm like, I want to do that. She's badass. But the reason I'm talking about it is because I wanted to talk about more Olympics. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? All right. And to keep us continuing on with this theme in our attempt to stay relevant. Just kidding. And being relevant, of course, means time stamping. Might as well do that. Our episode, so people aren't so confused if they are listening to this several years down the road. Today is August 6th, 2021, which means that the 2020 Olympics, which was postponed from last year, is going on right now. But we're not talking about results today. We are going to come back to those for some of the women who have done some cool things since our last Women Around the World. But for this Women Around the World, we are specifically talking about one team, which was created by the IOC, or the International Olympic Committee. We've talked about them in 2016, the Refugee Olympic Team. And we are taking a look at the 10 women who are part of this year's team. And a majority of these women are competing this is why I thought about it, in judo or taekwondo. And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. So yes, the refugee team was created in 2016 after establishing a refugee emergency fund, which was donated to integrate refugees in sports. And they were invited that same year to compete in the games in Rio de Janeiro and again in the 2020 Olympics. So let's look at the women on the team, starting with Rose Nathai-Klokonyan, and we're trying our best with the pronunciations, but apologies if we messed it up, who competed and also was the flag bearer in the 2016 games, and was originally born in South Sudan and is now competing in track, which I've been watching track and I get so into it. And I'm like, why am I so into this? I don't understand.
Those women are fast. Like I look at them and I watch them and I'm like, they look like they're going at such an easy pace, but the way they're out like doing each other, yes. I was like, wow. I would have already fallen by now because their feet and legs start looking like the cartoon version where it goes into circles.
Yeah. Like a pinwheel.
Just saying. I know, we just completely digressed. And there's Muna Daouk, who's competing in judo, who is a Syrian refugee currently living in the Netherlands. And by the way, she's been practicing judo since she was 6. And I know a lot of these people have been practicing it since a young age.
Right.
Then there's Dina Parunas Langarudi, an Iranian refugee who has claimed at least 34 world ranking medals since 2015. And she's competing in taekwondo and was the first refugee athlete to compete in world taekwondo championships.
Then there's Nigara Shaheen, who is also competing in judo, and she's an Afghanistan-born woman, a part of the mixed team for judo, and currently living in Russia. There's Angelina Nadai Lohalith, who is competing in the women's 1500-meter race in track. She was originally from South Sudan and is currently training in Kenya.
And then we have Afghanistan-born Masama Alizada, who is currently living in France and is competing in the women's road race for cycling this year. Then we have Kamiya Alzadeh, also competing in taekwondo for the Olympics. And she is an Iranian refugee who has been competing for a while now, including in the 2016 Olympics, where she made history as being the first woman to earn a Summer Olympic medal from Iran.
And in sports shooting, we have Luna Salman, who was born in Eritrea, is currently living in Switzerland, where she's been able to train under gold medalist Nicolo Campriani. Then there's Yusra Mardini, a swimmer who not only competed in 2016, but has continued to train to be a part of the 2020 Olympics as well. Currently, she is living in Germany. Mardini left Syria and has been a force during these current games.
And another judo women's mixed team member is Sanda Aldas, another Syrian native who continues to compete and is currently being coached by her husband, who are both currently residing in the Netherlands. And yeah, they have been a wonderful team. I know Kamiya Alzadeh almost got a bronze. She did come in fourth in taekwondo when she was competing. But yeah, it's been a fierce game for all of them. And they've done a great job competing this year. For sure.
For sure. And as of recording, there's still a couple days of the Olympics left. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, listeners, if there's someone you want us to spotlight in this segment, please send your suggestions our way. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.